Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. One of the best parts of having two kids grow up and go through schools in these parts is you get to meet a lot of parents that you wouldn't otherwise get to know, and want to welcome in one of them. And our sons, Zach and John Roberts, were friends in Okemos High School, and I want to bring in Jerry Roberts, who is a Parkinson's disease survivor, and actually I call him a thriver. He has done some amazing things, and he is very inspirational. We want to help have him help us become educated about Parkinson's disease and maybe dispel some of the myths. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine.
First of all, can you define Parkinson's disease for those who may have seen Michael J. Fox or Muhammad Ali, and they're really not sure what it is and how it's caused?
That's right. The term comes to mind, idiopathic, which means imagine a grab bag. Nobody's prize inside the grab bag is the same. Everybody gets a different prize, and that's the way Parkinson's affects people. For me, probably the most frustrating is movement behavior, that which is the motor neurons that are driven from my brain to push and pull all the little mechanical levers, second class, third class, first class levers in your body and bone structure. And what happens to me is just that they get confused and come to a halt. So rather than having any tremors, I'm just slow out of the gate. I kid people sometimes that I'm on Parkinson's time. I'm always a half hour late anywhere I go.
In terms of the support group and the number of people in this area who are dealing with Parkinson's, in mid-Michigan, do you know how many people are dealing with it on a daily basis and what they can do to get help?
I really don't. I don't know, other than the fact that in the state of Michigan, I know their numbers are in the thousands. For me, I was a very early detected patient, being that I was aware of my physical attitudes and having a membership at the MAC and having gone through all of the programs that Okemos had to offer our children. You know, I was a coach for soccer, I was a coach for softball, I was a coach for basketball, and kept myself moving at all these different times. I found that it was really strange when I had first been diagnosed that this disease hadn't really come out and pronounced itself like other diseases. It wasn't showing, and it's so subtle. And I think that that's one of the things that we must be aware of, is that people need to take an inventory, if you will, of the skill levels that they're at in terms of their mobility.
Jerry, how old are you?
I am 55.
I think most people usually develop Parkinson's a little later than you did, as you suggested, closer to 60, right?
That's correct. I was 39 when I was diagnosed. The first 6 months, I think the doctors were reluctant to tell me what it was. They go through all the screening process. There is no one defining test that can, although they have isolated different genes that lead towards the detection, the diagnosis is one that, well, it can't be any of these other things, so therefore it must be Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And I think that is also why there's such a wide spectrum of the different symptoms of Parkinson's disease.
What about risk factors, Jerry? Are there anything that we can point to and say this? There's a direct relationship?
Well, I would say I wouldn't want to step into the ring with Muhammad Ali even today. As I understand, he's quite a personality, even though he's slowed down.
Right.
His presence fills the room when he's there. Risk factors, healthy diet, and everything that, your mother and father told you, eat your vegetables and do all the things that you're supposed to do that we never have time to do. We look at ourselves and we say, how can we avoid this or how can we avoid that? I don't know as if there is any evidence, strong evidence, yet that talks about how this is a legacy that I will pass to my children. I worry about that, and I feel that there's a cognitive part of my neurological suffering that sometimes is worse than the physical. You know, it's the depression and the side effects from the drugs, right, and those things that I hate much worse than, you know, occasionally falling from a chair.
Jerry, very quickly, is there a number or an email address that we can refer people to in the area?
Well, Michigan Parkinson's Foundation, MPF. And to just simply go on to their website and look for that.
All right. Sounds great, and we do not have time for Jerry to tell the story, but I'll do it very quickly. He was playing golf recently and hit a shot he didn't want. And hit another one, and it went in the hole. And, you're claiming the three. It'd be a one on my card. So congratulations on that, and good luck.
Well, I've got witness, Doug Bell up there at Manistee National.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it, Jerry.
Okay.